I booked a Swimply pickleball court in the valley to play pickle with my friends. My wife found a Swimply to take our two kids to the pool with her girlfriends. And then we met in the evening at our favorite restaurant in town. And the food's better than what it would have been at a country club anyway. And so suddenly the city is your country club.
Is right here. We gonna give them what they came for. We gonna take it up from last year. Watch the game change. Watch the game change. Watch the game change. Watch the game change. Yeah.
Hello, welcome back to the Future of Pickleball. This is the show where we tell you about where the sport's going, who's leading it, how we're going to get there. Today, I've got a really interesting guest, kind of a different twist on the business-to-business of pickleball, but I want to welcome Derek Callow to the show from Swimply. Derek, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
It is, it's really sort of interesting. A lot of the shows that I do are people who have found a brand new methodology that is in pickleball. You, on the other hand, have a business that's been going on quite successfully, and you're adding pickleball because of its growth. Tell us a little bit about the Swimply model, what your business is.
Yeah, and again, really cool to be having a conversation about my new favorite sport of pickleball. Swimply originally was founded, in layman's terms, as think Airbnb for rental of private pools, private swimming pools by the hour. And the business was founded late 2019, really got going 2020. And it was about originally swimming pools, people going, look, I own a pool. I'd like to make that accessible to people in my local community and people who don't have access to that pool to get access to that, connect with their hosts and get access to a pool for their friends and their family. The business naturally evolved. And I think in many instances, great businesses are almost successful, not in spite of themselves, but they get pulled into all these different areas. And we noticed very quickly that our hosts were very entrepreneurial. We're a host-centric platform. Hosts started putting more of their unused home amenities on the platform. And so they started putting on hot tubs and cold plungers and their backyards. And we noticed that there were originally, you know, back in the day, tennis courts that popped on the platform. And then we actually noticed hosts put pickleball courts on the platform, and we didn't even have a pickleball court category. So we're really now, it's about home amenities by the hour. We are outdoor spaces and indoor spaces, but we're about fun, celebration, health, and wellness. We're a two-sided marketplace. And so we have hosts who put their locations on the platform, a pickleball court, a basketball court, a pool, their full home, private gym, etc. And then we have guests who find that through our mobile app or our website, and that booking happens. There is a fee that we take on both sides of that. That helps us build the technology, do customer support, et cetera, et cetera. But this thing is really growing where, you know, we've had unprecedented growth, not just because of the amazing warm summer, because we appear to have tapped into a real universal truth, which is pretty cool. We are across, we've got listings in every state in the continental US, including Alaska. We're in Canada, and we're also in Australia.
Oh, very nice. You know, one of the things that I've looked forward to in having this conversation with you is facilities are the linchpin right now of the growth of pickleball. We can have the greatest growth, more excitement, but we've got to have facilities. And I love the idea of how your operation fits into that. And I would imagine there must be people that actually look at your model or your business contribution as being a way to help fund their their pickleball facilities. Would that be correct?
Yeah, it's, you've really touched on something which we is quite unique to the to our pickleball hosts. You highlighted this. I played a bunch of tennis growing up. You know, anything with a bat and a ball. I'm from New Zealand originally, so it was a lot of tennis. There was a lot of cricket, which is our version of baseball. But it was always get outside and do stuff. I had a massive injury just generally doing stupid things outdoors where I smashed up my wrist and my forearm. And so I didn't play tennis for probably 15, 20 years. And I found pickle 2 years ago before I was involved with Swimply. And I absolutely loved it. Hyper social, incredible. And I found it still an amazing workout and highly technical. And really excited about getting into it. But supply, getting access to a court was problematic. And people have varying degrees of price sensitivity. If you're a player, you know, I'm looking for something that's free and I'm willing to wait. And then at the other end of the spectrum is my time is really important and I'm willing to pay.
Of course.
And so I think that that's always a really interesting thing. But as I got involved with Swimply and we started talking to hosts, obviously, traditionally, when we reach out to a pool host or someone who's had a tennis court on their property for 20 years, it is about how do they make the most of their underutilized existing home amenity. But many instances with pickleball, we're seeing potential hosts going, wow, okay, I haven't even installed the court yet. But with Swimply, how would I be able to model out how much I could make? And therefore, it makes getting a pickleball court in my backyard far more affordable. So they're almost thinking about this like, hey, if I want to buy a vacation rental, what money could I generate through Vrbo and Airbnb? They're thinking about their home amenities in the same way. And that exists as we start getting from, you know, hosts who are doing this a little bit as a test through to a pretty legitimate side hustle to, wow, this is a legitimate third job that I have, third income that we have as a household, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you, I had not thought of it quite to that extent, but you're exactly right. Because I would imagine it even incentivizing a host to be looking at enhancing his property with the idea of the fact that he's going to use it as an entertainment venue and a commercial enterprise possibly could contribute into his whole design concept of what he's trying to do with his property.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And I think it's, you know, we really realized this when we started getting inbound from different types of partners. So we got inbound a bunch from a number of court constructors, court manufacturers. So the guys that were putting courts in, and a number of them across California, Arizona, and Texas came to us and said, hey, we're getting a lot of inbound about, hey, do you know about Swimply? Have you heard, you know, do you work with them? And so we have got some interesting deals with court builders. The other side of it, a number of people ask court builders, hey, do you offer financing? Which is really unique. Now, we don't. I think there's interesting opportunities for financial partners to be able to do it. But the interesting thing is suddenly people are, as a host or as a homeowner, people really want to play pickleball and they want to put it in their backyard because they love it. Sure. They're looking at it as a legitimate financial decision. And we're really seeing, we see a really big responsibility and opportunity for us as a brand and a community to help people have fun and do it financially responsibly. Have your cake and eat it too, as we say.
Yeah, it's interesting with all the traveling that I do around the country and all the different people in the space, the pickleball space that I encounter, I get an opportunity to play on a lot of private courts. And it's really been sort of interesting because their conversation very often is, this is great, this is wonderful. They get hounded by friends looking for free court access, and they not necessarily interested in doing that, to have a platform like yours to be in a position to say, hey, just go on the platform and look for a reservation and let's figure out how you can get on the courts and use it. And I'm not just hounded by people wanting to get on my courts free. That's an interesting piece. You know, something that I did want to ask you specifically describe the guest's experience. So from the standpoint, somebody finds you, they find a location that they want to do. Let's say they want to put a number of couples together to play for a couple of hours in an evening. Describe how that whole thing would work.
Sure. So you can, you know, as a guest, you download the app or you go to swimply.com and I live in LA, so I'm in 90292. I do a search and I find a court. Now, the host has a couple of different options. The host can enable something called Instant Book, or the host can still has to approve the reservation. But for example, you're looking for a court from 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. You want to play 2 hours in the morning. You'll see that the court has availability. Our pricing ranges from anywhere from, you know, $20 to $50 an hour. You've got some beautiful courts. We've got some more basic courts. There's a wide price range, which is great. And I encourage more of that. And so you, as a guest, you book the court. So let's say, Paul, you're the connector, you're the organizer, you book the court. Once you book the court, there's a link after the reservation for you to send that information out to the three other people who are playing with you, and you're good to go. So you show up. What we find almost more easily with courts than we do with pools is that, you know, great hosts create really seamless ways to access. So for example, hey, parking is here. There's a good description. Here's the code to get to the gate. There's some, we're seeing hosts that are doing a lot more stuff. Hey, there's some water in the ice cooler side of the court. Enjoy. And I think this is a really interesting segue into opportunities. And I'm excited about the Selcare partnership because hosts then start adding more things on the top. For example, historically, with tennis, for example, some hosts are making decisions to have a ball machine as an option. So, for example, if you want to go and hit some balls, you can pay extra for a ball machine. That's all there. That's included. Some hosts are saying, hey, would you like a new set of balls? We've got balls. Boom, you can have them, right? I think the personality and the professionalism and the uniqueness of each host can come out. But the guest experience is exactly like you would be booking, you know, a court anywhere else. And I think in many instances, we want to make that more clear, more seamless. You know, you're not there. You know that you've got a guaranteed time. You create a profile. You pay with a credit card. You're good to go.
Now, I would imagine, so as if I were a homeowner and I was letting strangers effectively on my property to use my court through Swimply, how are your guests vetted, or how does the homeowner have that confidence of how that relationship's going to work?
Yeah, that is one of the big things that we take a huge amount of pride in, right? We're about fun, celebration, health and wellness, but we want to do that safely, respectfully, and we also want to protect and respect the local community as well. We do not take it for granted that hosts are putting their private spaces, their homes, and portions of their home on our platform. So we have really, really robust community guidelines for both hosts and guests. And we make sure that those interactions happen respectfully. We have a really robust host guarantee, host protection program. So both damage to property, if something invariably happens. Mm-hmm. For example, something is accidentally spilt on the court and the court needs something done. A good example back in the day from tennis, right? I know shoes have got a lot better, but marked, you know, shoes that, you know, you want non-marking shoes, or something happens to the net or something like that, right? As well as we ensure that the hosts are protected from a liability perspective as well. And on the same thing on the guest side as well, we make sure that there are really strong community guidelines that those things happen, right? Now, if invariably something happens, we help to work through it. But what we really notice is that we are very much about by neighbors for neighbors. The thing that's interesting here is 90% of our bookings happen by people that live within 10 miles of the location. So this is not, we see a really strong tourist use case. There are some markets that are quite unique like that. For example, Miami and parts of Florida. We see a lot of people booking out of the tri-state area, New York, DC, New Jersey, and they're booking in for Miami. They want to augment their vacation experience with a pickleball court or a pool or something. But majority across the country, it's people that live locally, right? And especially for pickle and a lot of our court sports, people are looking at this as a viable option to, well, I can't afford country club membership, or I don't want to fight with a load of other people in a supply constrained court environment, so people go. So when it's in your local neighborhood, we generally see a really good amount of respect. And it goes back to your original comment, when you're traveling around and you're talking to hosts, what's interesting is when I talk to a lot of pickle hosts, what they really like is the fact that when you have that booking system, it makes it helps them manage that asset, because they can book they can open up availability when they're not using their court. But we see many pickleball hosts who are using this to really generate good income, but others are donating it all to charity. But they find that it's just a really good way to, even I talked to a host 2 weeks ago who was like, this is a great way for me to regulate my friends.
Yeah. And I think that's what I was kind of referring to earlier, is sometimes regulating the friends, I think, is probably a key goal that a lot of them would like to do. If you're an avid player, you're going to want to have the Selkirk TV app on your phone. The Selkirk TV app is a free streaming and on-demand app dedicated to pickleball. It's one source for all the content you're looking for. If you're learning, we have teaching, coaching, we have the best podcasters in the sport, and we even have 24/7 streaming of new content daily. When you have the app downloaded, you'll get early access to everything you could want in pickleball, and you'll be the first one to get all the buzz. Watch live coverage of the PPA tournament matches from the grandstand court and see insightful pro player interviews. Selkirk has it all. You can dive into the action anytime, anywhere you want. So download the app right now. I promise you'll love it. So now tell me this. I love the idea of this. We've talked a little bit about the guests. We've talked about how the hosts benefit from this. You've got involved. There is a relationship that's been formed between Selkirk and Swimply. Guide me a little bit as to how that helps you, how you think Swimply will help Selkirk. How will that relationship work together?
Yeah. So look, I would use, I'll use myself as a prime example, right? I played pickle, and I'll use myself as a caricature, and some of it's true, some of it's not. But I think it's a good example, right, of the role that I think Selkirk can play, and where I'm excited. When I think about someone who's discovering this new amazing world of pickleball, I played a bit of tennis, but I didn't have a paddle. I didn't have balls, and I didn't really know where to access a court. And to be honest, I didn't have many people to play with. And so you think about equipment, court, people, skills. It's like four vectors of like how you would begin to get into the community, right? And so I think the opportunity of Selkirk and Swimply working together solves a couple of these things immediately, but it could lead to a future where we really can bring an amazing pickleball experience to more people in more places, right? And so I found out about it, the sport, and I had a couple of people that were like, hey, let's go and play some pickleball. that sounds cool. Now, I'm very comfortable and open to kind of suck at something. I've got a growth mindset, so I love learning new things and I'm happy for people to laugh at me. But I played a bit of tennis. So I was like, you know, that I'm excited about this, but I didn't have a paddle. And so I was like, okay, cool. Does someone have one? Where do I get that from, etc.? I subsequently now have a Selkirk paddle. Awesome. Love it. And I'm fully indoctrinated because I've got two paddles and I've got balls and I got my shoes. I've got my pickleball go bag in my car all the time, which is now for people that are in the community are like, but of course you do, right? But so now I'm in it. But I didn't have access to, I didn't have a paddle, so I didn't really have the equipment. And a group of my friends and I, we were down at the public courts and we sort of didn't understand etiquette. We're like, hey, how do you do this? The last time I sort of had to do something like that was when you're in a pub and you're lining up to play pool and you put the coin on the side of the pool table, you know, and I'm like, how does this all work? And then it was quite funny as it was quite intimidating because everyone else there had been doing this for quite a long time. And so on one side, the community was welcoming, predominantly because, you know, we were all had funny accents. This was in LA and we wandered in and we're like, hi, we're new at this. You know, we were very open about us not knowing anything. And so they kind of adopted us and told us how it all worked. But there's a bunch of unwritten rules when you are supply constrained. And Swimply's great because I think we seek to take that out. Some people I know, when they want to learn something new, they don't want the pressure of being on a public court and missing the ball. For example, I rented a court in LA. My mum is in her early 80s, used to play a lot of tennis when she was younger, but she hadn't hit a ball in a long time. And at first I was like, okay, we'll go to a public court. And then I booked a Swimply in the Valley in LA and we had an amazing time. And she was this private environment where mum could like play for 5 minutes and she could sit down and there was no pressure. And there wasn't pressure for two other people to jump on and want to play doubles where she would feel intimidated. You know, like it was really interesting. So the court piece is huge. But I think for me, a good example is my first paddle was Selkirk. And so then when you sort of think about the first experience you have with equipment, now I'm like, it's great. And I'm learning it. And that brand has kind of introduced me to pickle. And so now I'm like, oh, what's the next paddle that I can get? And what's the difference in the balls and how do I think about this? But I think that opportunity to sort of like pickleball 101, Selkirk and Swimply can solve quite a lot of that. And the brand Selkirk's relationship with pros, with instruction content, I went to Selkirk and I'm looking at, okay, court strategy and all of these little things like that. The brand has really brought me in. And I think that's just the tip of the iceberg of how we can do it. Because I think the opportunity we have, the majority of people early on that we saw that were using Swimply pickleball courts were people that were pretty new to pickleball. And that was a really interesting insight. Now we've got coaches on the platform and we're seeing regular players, but a lot of it were existing Swimply guests who used us for swimming pools or even hosts that were listing their pools on the platform were like, wow, that's cool. I can go and play some pickleball. So we were seeing people getting who are new to the sport. And I know from conversations with the great people at Selkirk, they were really interested in the role that they could play in helping more people discover pickleball, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it absolutely doesn't. And you're really describing something to me that I had not thought of in that concept, because you're exactly right. The number of people that are that are uncomfortable or they're nervous about not being accomplished the first time they go out there. Your description with your mother, I think that's a perfect analogy of a way people come into the sport. We need to just get them a little bit comfortable, and you really have Swimply can be a terrific solution to that for people wanting to get started or grab their other friends that are novices and say, well, let's go figure this out together and spend an hour or 2 hours on a Swimply court and do it to it. I think it's a great idea. I'm always impressed. I've been with Selkirk for a long time in a variety of different capacities, and their ability to tap into what the future is and where the sport is going and what the different components are that contribute to that. They've been very good that way. So I think you'll be a great addition to the family. So welcome that way. Derek, I'm going to say thank you so much for this. This has been such a great introduction to Swimply. I think we're probably going to have a lot of people around the country that are going to begin to become aware of you that aren't already. I think it's terrific. One of the things I like to ask of my guests is, you're in this now as a business in pickleball. What do you see in the next couple of years in your business? Any thoughts or ideas on what the trajectory will be for your company?
Yeah, and look, it's been a really great conversation. The thing that's really interesting as we get deeper into this amazing sort of world of pickleball and the community is we're getting both hosts and guests all across the country, varying degrees of income, disposable income, wealth, etc. And the thing I love about sport in general is you just realize that you just need one thing in common with someone, which is amazing. And that's one of the things as someone who's closer to 50 than they are to 40, that my love of sport is A, for how it physically makes you feel, but most importantly for community. And it's one of the things that's incredible about pickleball, and we really are humbled to play a small and hopefully increasing role. The thing that's really interesting is we are, one of our big roles we feel is we're democratizing access. And historically, you know, getting access to court-based sports has been pretty prohibitively expensive. And so what we're really excited about that. And I was talking to a friend in LA and you know, husband and wife, couple of young kids, and they love playing racket sports, and they were diehard tennis, and then interestingly, like his my friend's wife converted to pickle first, and my friend was a bit of a holdout, and then he really got into it. And I said, hey, how are you thinking about, like, where do you play consistently? And he's like, well, my hope is that's Swimply. He's almost like, you guys are like anti-country club. And I was like, this is really interesting. And I was like, let's unpack it. Why do you think that? And he said, look, the really cool thing is, even if I could afford a country club membership, and I can't, and that's the vast majority of the country, he's like, I don't know if I'd want to, because my time is really important. And he said, let me talk to you about how I used Swimply last weekend. I booked a Swimply pickleball court in the Valley to play pickle with my friends. My wife found a Swimply to take our two kids to the pool with her girlfriends. And then we met in the evening at our favorite restaurant in town. And the food's better than what it would have been at a country club anyway. And so suddenly the city is your country club. And I think that then just really, and we're seeing hosts put cold plungers and saunas and backyards for yoga retreats and pickleball courts. When we start getting critical mass of hosts and guests in communities, then you start seeing that's really fascinating. And the final point I think that we've launched just recently is we've launched a passes or a membership product. So as a host, let's say you own you have a pickleball court and you're putting it on the platform, you can now create a membership product where you can charge a monthly fee for certain types of access. So for $150 a month, for example, is a great court out in a great court out in Encino. The host has made the court available 7 a.m. to 12 p.m. Monday to Friday, so that's off-peak access. They don't use the court at that time, but for people that love pickleball, those are prime hours. So
Sure.
for a maximum of 2 hours a day, 5 days a week, as a member of that court, you pay simply $150 a month. You still have to reserve, but you've got access to that. And so my friend signed up as a member there, and they've also got a membership for $250 a month to access this amazing swimming pool. And so they cancel their gym memberships. It's inclusive with their kids. Suddenly, you start to see a future where this is really interesting. And so I think that that's really exciting for us. And I think, you know, we're seeing Pickle really lead that behave that emerging behavior we're seeing on the platform, which gets me really excited about the future.
I'll tell you what, that is exciting, and it's always fun when I get somebody who's as knowledgeable and deep in their particular piece of the puzzle as you are, because there's all of these ideas and concepts that will become a big part of our sport as we go forward. Derek, it has been an absolute gas having you on board. I thank you. I look forward to crossing paths with you in the Selkirk ecosphere, and thank you. Good luck with Swimply. And ladies and gentlemen, if you enjoy this, keep in mind this is on the Selkirk TV app. The Selkirk TV app is without question the best, most comprehensive app you can use to find out about everything going on in pickleball. Hit your like button. Thank you very much, Derek. I've enjoyed it greatly. We will see you down the road.
Thanks, Paul. Have a great day.